It's the 8 for 52 podcast. Here's Bushy.
Episode 24 of the 8 for 52 podcast is a go, Bushy, with you. And in season two, we've made it through four overs, no byes, no wides. And it's been a marvellous effort again. And as always, let's welcome to the podcast the new co-hosts. First up, Natash Hamlani. Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening to you. Oh, that's right. You're sick, so you're not here today. Oh, well, let's introduce Tammy Chu into the program. Good afternoon, Tammy. Okay, she's running late. So it's just me at the moment. Back to the old days where I just do the podcast by myself for a while. We got lots coming up. We're going to cover all last weekend's games, next weekend's games, women's cricket wrap, and we've got one very special birthday coming up in Bushy's birthday bonanza. But big news breaking today. When it comes out on Friday, March 28, the Hong Kong Sixers are definitely back for 2025. I've seen the press release, and we've got a date for this year's Hong Kong Sixers. It's going to be held from October 31st to November 2nd this year at Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground, as it was last year. It got the big M-Mark mega event status last year with the big stand in there. That's all coming back in the international broadcast. So that's something to look forward to. Put that in your diaries. October 31st to November 2nd in 2025, the Hong Kong Sixers will return bigger and better, I am sure. So looking forward to that one. What else has been going on? Well, we had the plenty last week, the Premier League T20. We'll run through the results for that and all the Saturday-Sunday games. And coming up, well, there's some big news coming up in the tipping as well. Thank God Natasha is off sick, to be honest, because I couldn't deal with the gloating. He has tied me in the tipping. He's got back from 11-point deficit, and we are now tied. We'll run through all the results, and we'll put in some new tips for next weekend as well. That's all coming up in the show. Now it's time for Outs and Ins.
And now it's time for Outs and Ins with all last week's action in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Yes, time to check all last weekend's games in Outs and Ins and the tipping tally, which have already ruined what's going to happen next. But it started out with Natasha on 84 and I had 85 tips correct this season. We're going to start here at Kowloon Cricket Club for the men's big Premier League T20 match. It was Pak Premier up against KCC Premier. Grudge match after Pak Elite, the weekend before in Sunday Elite Division 1 gave the Templars a walloping. Many of the same players playing in this game. Pak winning the toss, selecting to bat, put on 147 for 9. That really was never going to be enough at KCC. Top scorer was Edisham with a 54 off 51 and Yasin Murtaza chipping in with a 29 with the ball. The bowlers did well for KCC. Atiq Iqbal, 4 overs, 3 for 23. Dan Pascoe, 4 overs, 3 for 24. And Farhad Haq got 2 for 40 off 4. So in reply, out went Jamie Atkinson, the captain of KCC Premier. And he went whack, 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 whack. 64 off 31, 7 fours, 5 sixes. And the game was pretty much done and dusted by then. KCC Premier chasing down the 148 required with 6 wickets lost in 18.4 overs. Jamie Atkinson was a player of the match in that game. In the morning, there was the Women's Premier League. Craig and Gow women playing the KCC women. KCC winning the tops, electing to have a bowl. And Craig and Gow went out and had a big old bat. 188 for 3 in their 20 overs. Amy Lai with a 61 off 46. Pul Cho, 60 off 43. And Chansal Ha getting a 17 off 19, getting the score up to that 188. In reply, KCC were never in the hunt. Bowled out in 16 overs for 51 runs, ball in hand for Craig and Gower. Annie Ho doing the damage with a 3 for 12 off 3. Amanda Chung, 2 for 6. And Chansal Ha, a 2 for 8, who ended up being the player of the match. Chansal Ha, congratulations in that one. There was another Premier League doubleheader up the hill at Hong Kong Cricket Club. And in the afternoon, the men's game, it was Diasqua Little Saiwan up against HKCC. Diasqua Little Saiwan, winning the toss, electing to bat, did not put on enough runs. 124 for 8 in 20. That's never going to be enough at HKCC. Top scorer Ikram Hussain with a 37 off 43. With the ball in hand, Mohsin Khan got a 3 for 30 off 4. Off 4, Antrimon Rath having a bowl 2 for 14 and Adil Mahmood 2 for 16. In reply, Antrimon Rath went out for a bat and like usual, he scored plenty of runs. 52 off 35 for him, top scoring. And Shib Mata chipping in with a 43. Anshuman Rath, the player of the match, as HKCC chased that down in 14.1. Before we go into the women's game in the morning, we're going to run through the men's tables. The Premier League T20, two teams at the top. I can't tell you which one's on top. I think it's HKCC, but for some reason their second game is not counted in the table yet. But both KCC Premier and HKCC Premier, two games, two wins, with 4 points at the top. Do you ask what it'll sew on? I think they've played three now, one win and two losses for 2 points. PAC Premier, same, three games, one win, two losses. USRC Premier languishing without a win at the bottom. The batting table at the top for Diasquadiddle Saiwan. Header Alley, the one-man show for Diasquadiddle Saiwan, has topped the run so far. Three innings for 132 at an average of 44. And a decent strike rate of 120. In second place, as you'd expect, but just two games, Anshuman Rath, 112 runs at an average of 112 and a strike rate of 167. Tariq Nawaz from PAC in third. He's got 104 at 34. Yasir Murtaza in fourth. With three innings, 99 runs, averaging 33 and rounding out the top five. Mohammed Sadar from USRC Premier. The team might be at the bottom, but he's doing his best. Two innings, 88 runs at an average of 44. In the bowling, PAC Gazumpha. He's got six wickets in three games at an econ of 8.92. Also with six wickets with a slightly higher econ rate, Hasan Khan. In third place, Mohsin Khan from HKCC. He's got five wickets at an econ of 7.25. Adil Mahmood, also from HKCC, with five wickets. And in fifth, Yasir Murtaza, as always, getting in the wickets for PACC. Three innings, four wickets at an econ of 6.25. So on to that women's game, Premier League up the hill, and it was a big one, big, big one. I mean, the scores were ridiculous. Diasquadiddle Saiwan against HKCC. Diasquadiddle Saiwan winning the toss, electing to have a bowl. Ah, boy. Did the HKCC go out to bat? 197 for none. No wickets lost. Natasha Miles, 102 not out off 73 deliveries. Maya Gardner, 67 off 57. They put on 197 opening run partnership. We only just broke the old record for the highest opening partnership, which was Natasha Miles and Mariko Hill. And now it's Natasha Miles and Maya Gardner at the top. So 197 on the board, 198 to win for Diasquadiddle Saiwan. They weren't ever really going to get there, but Shanseen Shahzad, 96 off 73, not out. They only scored 131 off the 20 overs, lost two wickets. Shanseen scoring 96 of the 131. Looking at the best bowlers, Betty Chan got a 1 for 24, and Rajaram got a 1 for 24 because, you know, what's that? 330-odd runs scored, only two wickets falling. It must have been a very good batting track. Of course, the player of the match, Natasha Miles, for that 102 not out. The table for the Women's Premier League, and at the top, HKCC Premier, two games, two wins, 4 points, big net run rate as well. In second place with that win, big win over Craig of KCC, Craig and Gara in second. Three matches, two wins, one loss for 4 points as well, but just down on net run rate in a game in hand. Lantau, who had the bye last weekend, they're two wins for no losses, 4 points. They're a couple of points back on net run rate, so that's going to be some cracking games coming up. Diasquadiddle Saiwan on now, played three, lost three, and KCC have also played two, lost two, so they're languishing at the bottom without a win. The batting and bowling cards tops for the Women's Premier League. Natasha Miles on top, as you'd expect. Scored 166 runs, two innings, average of nothing, infinite, because not out, has not been dismissed in two games. Shanseen Shahzad, with that 96 not out, now has scored 138 at an average of 69. Pulto from Craig and Gower with that nice 60 here at Kowloon Cricket Club on the weekend. 91 runs at an average of 30. In fourth, Mariam Bibby, 83 runs at an average of 28. And rounding out the top five, Kerry Chan, 74 off seven. It's at an average of 74 off two innings. The bowling table at the top, Avanti Chowdhury from Lantau, who had the bye that weekend. Two innings, six wickets. And then on five, Mahekdeep Gore from Lantau also had a bye. Emma Lai, Tammy's actually come in and joined me at the moment. Did Emma play on the weekend? She played two innings, four wickets so far. Carrie Chan, who didn't play on the weekend for Craig and Gower, three wickets, and Betty Chan, three wickets as well. So we move on. I'm going to look at the Sunday Elite Division 1 tables, even though there were no games last weekend. And the Sunday Elite table looks like this. Pack Elite on top after that big win over the Templars last weekend. They've played 9, won 7, lost 1 and a washout for 15 points. Also won 15 points, the Hong Kong Cricket Club Scorpions. But they've played 2 more games on 14 points and a game in hand to the Scorpions. The Templars, after that big loss to Pack, they have 6 wins, 2 losses and 2 washouts for 14. The Tony Turners of the Asqua Little Saiwan, 9 games, 5 wins and 4. They're probably the only ones that could possibly upset the top. Don't think they will, though. The Wanderers have played 10 now and only won the 2. USRC only played 8. But they've only won 2 and lost 5. And at the bottom, the Vagabonds played 9, lost 8 and had a washout. They've only got the 1 point. The batting table for, what are we in, Sunday Elite Division 1. Shiv Matta at the top, 12 innings, 433 runs at 48. Kinshid Shah, 405 at 50. Hafiz Khan, 399 at, let's say that's 50, it's 49.88. Nazakad Khan, 377 at 62.8. And Tariq Nawaz has scored 362 at an average of 52. For the bowling, Waqas Barkat, he's out in front. He's just been taking wickets. Took 7 wickets last weekend in a team that got thrashed. He's got 20 wickets and an econ of 4. Mona Dar in second place, 9 games, 18 wickets and an econ of 3.56. Fahad Hayat from KCC Templars, 17 wickets. Jay Davidson from KCC Templars. Well, top 5 has got 3 Templars in it. They're usually pretty good and they'll get a win. 17 wickets for him as well. And Gazumpha rounds out the top 5 with 16 wickets for Pack Elite. Sunday Elite Division 2. And there was a game on. That was the India Club Brahmas versus the Knights. I picked the Brahmas and Nitesh picked the Knights. No, he picked the Brahmas as well. Of course, we all did, including Tammy. And the Brahmas, who were sent in to bat, scored 256. This was at Mission Road, so that's a pretty good score. Got bowled out, though, in 49.1. The Knights chasing that down didn't get there. They were bowled out in 46.1 for 215. The top performers, Niaz Ali with the bat, 62 off 60. Suleiman Nassim Butt for the Knights getting a 59. And Akash Yadav from the Brahmas getting a 49. The bowlers, Sourav Biswas off 8 overs got a 4 for 26. Mohammad Aryan got a 3 for 51. And Atif Fayez also a 3 for player of the match. Our old mate, Niaz Ali. The table for Sunday Elite Division 2. At the top, the Opties, 6-1 washout for 13 points off their 7 games. Indy Club Brahmas played 7, won 6 as well, but they've had a loss, so they're on 12 points. The Infidels, they played 7 as well, 5 wins, 1 loss, and the washout on 11. So it's really, really tight at the top of Div 2. The Knights played 8, they've only won 3. They're probably gone by now, as is the Dragons with 1 win, and the Lions yet to register a score. The top batting for Sunday Div 2, Sahil Malvankar. He's still got that top, 577, 4 innings at an average of 577. Ankur Vashista in second place, 419 at an average of 70. Saloon Butt, 378 at 63. Siegfried Wine, 254 at an average of 42. And rounding out the top 5 now, Akash Yadav with that 49, getting 253 runs at an average of 50.6 for the India Club Brahmas. The bowling, and at the top, of course it is, Niaz Ali, 22 wickets. He's miles in front of anyone else off 5 games. 6 games for Satashi Mukherjee. He's got 13 wickets in second place. Samir Shahi from the Infidels with 12. Shawaiz Khan's got 10 wickets for the Knights. And Teddy Tong for the Dragons got 10 as well at an econ, just slightly outside Shawaiz's. Saturday Championship Div 1, Lama Cricket Club up against the USRC Lions. We all picked the Lama in this one because we're on the Lama train, and the Lama train got derailed by the USRC Lions. The Lama Cricket Club winning the toss, electing to bat, putting on a 188 in their 35 at PKVR Park. But the Lions, well, they chased it down with 2 balls to spare, 189 for 8 off 34.4, getting a 2-wicket win. The best performers with the bat, Zahir Labai from Lama, getting a 56 off 43. Bhuvik Jarat from the Lions with a 55 off 43. And Justin Heathcote, the captain of Lama, with a 54. So it was all tied at the top in the batting. The bowlers also, Lama, Brenton McDonald, 3 for 31. 2 for 19 for Waqar Dawood and Matt Roberts from Lama, getting a 2 for 34. Player of the match was, in fact, Justin Heathcote for Lama, even though they lost. Well done to Justin getting the player of the match in that game. Saturday Championship Div 1 as well. It's the India Club Yachters versus the Nomads. This is the game of difference from last weekend where I went down my India Club Yachters, who have been on all season. They've looked good. They're very strong. They came up with the Nomads. The Nomads are strong as well. Yachters, well, they won the toss and went into bat. 98 all out in 25.3 overs. What happened there, India Club? Nomads chased that down with no dramas. 101 for 3 in 26.5. The top batters, Vinith Jacob Filopese from the Yachters with a 48. Matt Rosley from the Nomads with a 43. And George Loop from the Nomads with a 27. The bowlers passed for a Vista. Got a 3 for 9 off 5.3. That's what happened. I've got Prashath Shivappa also from the Yachters got a 2 for 14. And Akash Shah from the Nomads getting a 2 for 17. Player of the match was Parth Srivastava for the Nomads with that bowling effort of 3 for 9. So I went down and dropped the tip there, and that's why the tips are now tied. Saturday Championship Div 1, also the Tigers versus the Crusaders. This was the game that the Crusaders had no choice. If they lost, they were in desperate relegation issues. We all picked up, well, Natasha and I picked Crusaders. Tammy, she went rogue and went with USRC Tigers on this one. The Tigers went out to play with 10 players because one of them called in sick at the last moment and were bowled out, 87 for 9 in 25 overs. The Crusaders chased that down in 16.5 overs in 90 for 3, winning by 7 wickets. The top scorer was from the Tigers because it was such a low score. Mohammad Kamran with a 29. Will Walsh for the Crusaders top scored for them, 28. And Roy Lamsam with a 27. Hasnan Kiani got a 3 for 3 off 3. Well done, Hasnan Kiani. What a ball, what a bowling spell. Well done, young man. Matt Chappell at the other age of the other end of the age spectrum, 3 for 25 off 7. And Dash Vora got a 1 for 10 off 5. Player of the match was Matt Chappell. I'm not sure how that all worked out. Maybe Chaps had a bit of a bat. I haven't looked at the scorecard. But well done to Matthew Chappell, player of the match there. The table in, what are we? I'm doing this all by myself and I've lost track. Saturday Championship Div 1. And a massive table to get through. So we're going to go through it quick. Okay, right out on top, the Gap Ramblers. They're ahead by 5 points on 18. The Nomads on 13 now with that win. Lama going down last weekend. They're stuck on 12 now with the USRC Lions, but they do have a game in hand over the Nomads and the Lions. 11 points for the Yachters and the Asqua Little Siwon Sky Warriors. They've played 10. On 9 points, Craig Ngawa Jinsung played 10, won 4, and a washout for 9 points. The Tigers of USRC have won 3 for 8 points with 2 washouts. The Tartars, they've had no luck getting actually a game on. 9 games, 2 wins, 4 losses, 3 washouts for 7 points. On 6 points, the Crusaders trying to claw their way out of that relegation zone. They're tied with the Charlie Bears, but ahead on net run rate. And the Lancers, well, they kind of look gone. 1 win, see, they're on 5 points down the bottom. But any of those bottom 5 teams probably are still in a bit of relegation issues. There's only 1 game left, I think. They only play each other once. So the Crusaders have got 2 games to come. So if they win both that game, they'll be safe this year. The batting table for Saturday Div 1. Jack Meadows, 541 at an average of 77. Akash Yadav, 335 at 67. Chris Ryan, 255 at 51. Anton Bunton, 244 at an average of 30. Mohammad Ereg Kamal, 239 at 29.8. And Justin Heathcote, player of the match this weekend, 235 at 34. The bowling, Tom Booth at the top with 21 wickets. Overtaken, that's more than Niaz Ali, which is a hard thing to do. And he's in second place. Tom Booth with 21, Niaz with 19, Maya Patel with 17, Prashant Shivappa with 16, Harry Honchin also with 16, and Harris Muhammad rounding out the bowling table. Right, one more division to go before we can wrap up outs and ins. Saturday Championship Div 2. Take a breath. Okay, the Asqua Little Siwon Strikers versus Pack Championship. We all picked Pack because we knew this was going to be a shellacking, and a shellacking it was. The Strikers decided to bat. They were bowled out in 32 for 109. Pack Championship didn't lose a wicket and chased it down in 12 and a half. Thank you very much. Who scored the runs? Of course, Hafiz Khan with a 54 off 44. And Warayan Muhammad got a 51 as well, chasing that down. Preet Mangukya for the Strikers picked up a handy 33. The bowlers, 4 for Warayan Muhammad as well. 4 for 15. Mohammad Aftab getting a 3 for 21 for Pack. And Hafiz Khan getting another wicket, 1 for 26. William is the player of the match for all those runs and all those wickets. The Witherers versus Hung Si. We knew this was going to be a bit of a shellacking as well. The weather is going to be way too strong. They won the toss, elected to bat, and in 35 overs scored 252 runs at Hong Kong Cricket Club. Lost 5 wickets in the process, and Hung Seay trying to chase that down were bowled out in 26.5 for 108. Jake McCauley for the Witherers with a 60. Then they catch up for Hung Seay getting a half century. Well done to him. And Subramanian for the Witherers getting a 52 as well. So 3 half centuries in this game. Subramanian also got a 3 for 14 for the Witherers. Sam Purvis getting 2 for 32. And Tabish Dar getting 2 for 21. So Subramanian with a half century and a 3 for 14 gets the player of the match in that one. Let's do some tables. Right, Saturday Championship Div 2, 12 teams to get through. PAC Championship and Hong Kong Cricket Club Witherers tied on 16 points at the top, but PAC have played 2 more games than the Witherers. So that's going to get tied at the top to see who goes back up into Div 1 next season. Laguna Gully, 3 points back after their 10 games. Punjab Lions on 12. Thunder on 10. Then we get into the middle order, who probably will be playing Div 2 next year. Let's see, HKU on 9, Kaitak on 9, Diaspora Little Siwon Strikers on 9, Centaurs on 8, India Club All-Stars who have gone into the Never Ever Been on 7, Hung Seay on 5, and the Saracens who have played out, they're on 2 points. There they shall remain. Top run scorers, Hafiz Khan, of course. He's played 10 matches, 10 innings, 559 at an average of 93. Siegfried Wise got 423 at 52.8. Samay Sayol from the India Club All-Stars has got 332 at 41. And Usman Manaj, from the Saracens has got 274 at 30.4. And Vivek Shah rounds out the top 5 batters. Laguna Gully for 53.2 for his 266. The bowling, Hafiz Khan again, 20 wickets, 4 matches, averaging at 10.45 with an econ of 4. Vikat Kapoor from the All-Stars in second with 18 wickets this season. In third, Sachin Mittal, also from the All-Stars. Again, a team that can definitely bowl. He's got 16 wickets. Praveen from the Thunder with 15. And Venkatesh Bimini has got 15 as well. That's it for Outs and Ins. That was a long one. Tammy Chu is going to join me and help me and give me a break coming up in Ins and Outs shortly.
Ins and Outs next. All the upcoming action in cricket in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Yes, it's time for Ins and Outs. And Tammy Chu has graced us with her presence, unlike Nitesh, who's lying in bed dying from the flu. Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning to you, Tammy.
Hey, everyone.
Yay, someone's come to join
me. Yay.
Okay, enough of that one. Okay, we're going to do Ins and Outs, all the games coming up this weekend. No Premier League this weekend.
No Premier League.
We're just going to start with Sunday Elite Division 1 right here at Kowloon Cricket Club, a game that I am not calling. Should be calling it.
Are you?
I'm not.
Why not?
I took the weekend off a couple of weeks ago when the weather changed and went, I'm going to go to the beach for the weekend. Sorry, I can't commentate. What's the weather like this Sunday? Awful. Raining and 19 degrees on Sunday.
Yeah.
So the game's probably not going to get washed out anyway, but let's start. At Kowloon Cricket Club, it's the Templars up against the Vagabonds, bottom of the table Vagabonds, the recently thrashed Templars against PACC just 2 weekends ago. What have you got, Tammy? Who do you think in this one?
KCC.
Yeah, you can't go past them. They'll bounce back, and they've got a few of their guns back. Dan Pascoe, who didn't play that game, he played last weekend in the plenty, so they'll have plenty of firepower to get over the top of USRC. Both Natash and I tipping the temps as well. In Sunday Elite Division 2, it's the Diaspora Little Siwon Knights against the Sri Lanka Club Lions.
As I remember a few weeks ago, yeah. If the Sri Lankan women's and men's.
That Word document I sent you actually has all the tables, and you were sitting here while I read through the table waiting to come on air. But anyway, go for it.
DOSW.
Yeah, we've all gone for the Knights. The Lions are not going to win that one. Up the hill in Sunday Elite Division 2, it is Hong Kong Cricket Club Optimists up against India Club Brahmas. This is a tough one. My heart wanted to go for the India Club Brahmas. They're a very good side. They're new into the Saturday Div 2. They're a chance of going up to Div 1 next season. But it's the Opties at home. I know you're going to go the Opties.
Yes, I'm going for the Opties.
at heart, as has Nitesh, as have I.
Okay.
I have gone for the optimist in this one. I just can't see the Brahmas taking the game up the hill. And if they do, good on them. I'm happy to eat crow on that one. Saturday Championship Div 1 on the 29th. Lama, Lama, Lama up against the Diaskwa Little Saiwan Sky Warriors. Lama letting everyone down last weekend with that loss.
Yep.
We didn't think they were going to lose.
Yeah.
But they did. Up against the Sky Warriors, mid-table, looking to go up. It's the hybrid between the Diaskwa Little Saiwan team and the Sky Warriors team. So it's the Shahs and the Dars in that side. Tammy, who do you think?
Lama Lama.
All right, back on the Lama Lama train, as is yep. Nitesh. Now, I did point out in the intro, didn't point out at the start of ins and outs, the tips are now tied between Nitesh and I after I dropped 86 apiece or something. No, I can't remember what we're up to. Mm-hmm. But whatever it is, it's at the top. What does it say? 91. We both got 91 tips right. There's only one game of difference between our tips this week.
Okay.
It's this game.
Okay.
I'm going with the Sky Warriors. They've let me down before. I've got a nasty feeling they're going to let me down again. And I think if Lama win this, I'm going to end up with about 15 WhatsApp messages of them with beers in hand cursing me.
Yeah.
But last weekend they did me in, so they have to have 1 week of punishment. And I'm not picking them.
Yeah.
So okay. Sky Warriors it is. Div 1 as well. It's the Tartars here at Kowloon Cricket Club from 1 p.m. It will be broadcast live on KCC YouTube up against the Yodders, who got a flogging last week. Who do you think, Tammy?
Just because it's at Kowloon Cricket Club.
You going the Tartars?
Yeah.
Okay, you're the only one.
Oopsie.
Natasha's gone for the Otters, and so have I on this one. They've got to bounce back, and I think they will, and they'll be just a bit too strong for the second. Well, you'd say the Tartars are the second strong side for KCC. The Crusaders should be further up above them this year. They're actually behind them. But a loss to the Otters will put the Tartars in more relegation issues. They do need the win, but I'm not picking them to do it. Div 2, the Witherers up against the Centaurs at HKCC. I'm sure Nitesh, if he can get out of his deathbed, will make sure this YouTube is on air for the Witherers. Who you got in this one?
The Referrers.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're always going to go the home team, but it's a top choice in Saturday Div 2. The Witherers, very strong. Centaurs have just been, well, let's say it, rubbish this season. So, yeah, they're not going to win that one. Saturday Div 2 out at GDB, the Punjab Lions up against Kitak.
Good question.
Okay. I'll scroll back because I've got the laptop. I'll throw you a bone on this one.
Okay.
Right. The Punjab Lions, who have played 8 of their 11 games, won 6, lost 2, no washouts, 12 points in fourth place.
Okay.
Kitak have played 9, so this will be their 10th game and only one more after this one. They've won 4, lost 4, with a washout on 9 points. So they're 3 points in difference. Lions have a game in hand. And a massive net run rate difference in favour of the Punjab Lions.
I know. But I do want to go for Kitak this week.
All right, I'm putting you in after giving you all that information.
Because I still remember like the GDB ground is kind of a Kitak ground. They got like 400 runs a few years ago.
They're not getting 400 against the Punjab Lions. The Lions are going to win that one, but I'll put you down for a Kitak anyway.
Okay.
And the final game of the weekend, Saturday Div 2 at Kam Tin. The India Club All-Stars up against the Diaskwa Little Saiwan Strikers.
That's the India Club home ground.
It is.
So I'm just picking the home team.
Okay, that's Sachin Mittal's team. You know Sachin from KCC, from Cricket Hong Kong broadcast. Bowling now is Bumrah's. Right, well, I'm going with the Strikers, as is Nitesh, because a few weeks ago I threw India Club All-Stars in the never ever bin, ever since the Christmas break. Utterly rubbish. Like, just horrid. They know it. They message me. Sachin listens every week. He knows how bad they've been.
Okay.
I'd be glad if I get this tip wrong and you get it right.
Yeah.
It's not like the Strikers are the top of the table or anything. They're a chance to win this All-Stars. They know the ground. But they just haven't been performing. And until they do, they're never getting out of the never ever bin.
Okay.
So I'll put you down for an IC All-Stars in that game. So there are all the games, some of them being broadcast. The Templars game will be broadcast live without commentary. Sorry, we are sleeping in and under the rugs.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Tartars game will get broadcast. And the HKCC games, I'm sure, will as well. If you can get down to the grounds, give them a watch. Otherwise, check them out on YouTube. That's ins and outs for this week.
Always denied entry by the English gentry. Now we're driving Bentleys, playing 2020.
Yes, women's cricket wrap time. Tammy Chu is here with me. The tipping tally so far is Tammy. Tipping tally for Tammy. That's yes. Tough to say after a beer and a bit. 41, one ahead of me. And
yep.
Tesh is on Who Cares because he's not even here turning up to the podcast record for episode 24. Last weekend's games, while Premier League was on, women's T20 Div 2 continued. First game, USRC Eagles up against Penang. Penang won the toss, elected to field. I went with the Eagles on this one. I wasn't far off getting it right.
They're not that far.
Eagles had a bat and got 129 for five. That's not terrible. Top scorer all day was from the Eagles, Rakayan Khan, with a 27 off 50 deliveries. But in return, the Pin A did it pretty easy, chased it down at 17.2.
Yep.
Who is the best?
Who is the best? Let's check. Batsman, USRC Eagles, Rakayan Khan, 27 off 50. Pinay, Melinda, she got 19. And also from Pinay, Maritas got 16. These are the top three batsmen.
That makes me think that the Eagles bowled quite a few extras.
Yes, that should be it. And bowling-wise, Pinay, Melinda again got 3 wickets in 3 overs. And USRC Eagle, Marianne got 2 in her 4 overs, and then Lenny got 1 wicket, and these are the top bowler. MVP, Melinda.
Yeah, Melinda Rodriguez with that 19 plus a 3-foot player of the match for SCC Pinay. I dropped a tip on that one. Natasha and Tammy both picking Pinay to win. This was my big, this is the Bushy Derby. I see yes, Velocity up against Link Fireflies. I picked Velocity because I thought Myra was playing. Wasn't playing. Told me on Friday, not playing. I'm like, oh, come on. And you know what she said to me?
What she said?
Don't worry, we got Vancey. And I went, oh, yeah, okay, fair call.
Okay.
So Velocity won the toss, elected to bat. 151, good score, only losing the 2 wickets. Top scorer for Velocity wasn't Vancey. It was Hadisa Altef, and also that was a 59 off 54, nice score. And Maya Gunnison getting a 17. What did Link Fireflies, the team that I named, do in reply, Tammy?
In the 20 overs, we've got the top score, Fatima Amir, 33 runs. But in the club, they got a lot of wickets. They got Link Fireflies 8 down towards the end of 20 overs. So Wenzi getting 2. Kashfi is also getting 2 wickets. So Link Fireflies end up 120 for 8 after 20 overs, losing by 31 runs.
Yep, and a 31 run victory for the Velocity in that one. Player of the match was Hadisa Aitif for that 59. And also, did she get in the wickets? No, not in the wickets, just for the 59. You were the only one that picked the Link Fireflies.
Yes, I was.
Yep, there we go. You lost that tip. I've got 1 on the board and Atesh has got 2. Now, talking about derbies, the HKCC derby, the Cavaliers versus the Diamonds out at PKVR at 2:30 p.m. The Diamonds, they're the new players.
Yes.
Your little favourites, your little new group that you're... Did you manage them this weekend?
Yes.
Just go to watch. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, your manager. And you also tipped them. The Cavaliers got sent in to bat. Boom. They did bat 192 for 3. However, the top score, Ramona Soares with a 31 and Akisha Sani with a 23, again makes me feel like there might have been a few extras from the Diamonds in this game.
Yes, there are. But I would say Akisha did bat quite well with her age like 13.
Is she really?
Yeah, she is. I mean, like, not even this game. Even last game, Santhian's cash fee is only like 14 or 15, I think. So many young players playing in the Div 2.
Well, she did it with bat and ball as well. The Diamonds went out trying to need 193 for victory. It was 192 for 3 after 20 for the Cavs. They needed 193. The Diamonds, they batted their full 20. That was a good effort from them.
That's great. And then top score from the Diamonds is Bowie Chen getting 24.
I'm glad you did that. I can never remember if it's Bowie or Bowie.
Bowie.
It's like David Bowie or Bowie.
It's Bowie.
Bowie Chan getting a 24 off 31. The Cavaliers were the only ones to get in the wickets. Akisha, the youngster, getting a 2 for 23 off 3. Faith Masters getting a 1 for 8. And Benicia Kotwani, 1 for 16. And of course, with a 23 and a 2 for, Akisha gets the player of the match. I'm just having a look. Yeah, yep, you got one tip because you dropped that tip as well. Natesh won the tipping round again.
Who cares?
Exactly. We're going to have a look. So the tipping tally now, I got two, you've got one.
Yeah.
Natesh got who cares. So we're now tied again.
Yeah, we're tied again.
Both on 42.
Yeah.
With Natesh on don't care. So coming up and looking at this weekend's games, Div 1 returns plus Div 2 game in between. First game at 8:30 a.m. It is the Serendip Lionesses up against the SCC Divas.
Have to be the Divas.
Oh, can I? I am scared to know what this score is when the game is complete. If the Lionesses turn up.
If they turn up.
It's a bit, I wouldn't turn up because that's going to be a thrashing. Natesh didn't bother to give us his tips for Women's Cricket League.
Oh,
so he's
got.
Continue to be in the whatever bin.
Yeah.
The midday game, 11:30 a.m. It's a Div 2 game, SCC Pine against your Diamonds.
Yes, I know. But.
Come on, give me the buts.
Sell
me on this one. I've got my tip written down, but I'm able to change if need be.
Because I know who is playing this week for the Diamonds.
Oh, go on.
And
name names.
So Bowie is playing. Elvin is playing.
This doesn't come out until 2 p.m. on Friday.
Yeah.
Recording on a Thursday here at KCC. So
yeah.
I don't think we're giving any trade secrets away from HKCC. Yeah.
No, I think they're going to miss one or two players.
Okay.
So, but I think they're going to make up to 11 players with some even newer players.
The Diamonds, who are the newer player team, are going to have even newer players.
Yes, that's true. Probably someone playing their first game on this Sunday.
So the tough question, Tammy, can you pick against your beloved Diamonds?
Well,
are you going to go with your heart or your head on this one? Remembering that the tips are tied. And if you were to, I have written down Pine. I'll tell you right now, I think the Pine are going to win this one.
I think the Pine got to win this one as well.
Okay. So you went with your head.
Yeah.
We love the Diamonds. We love what they're doing. They're going to learn some more cricket.
Yeah, I'm going to go and help them to play a good game on that day.
Excellent. Good work. And the final game, 2:30 p.m. I'm really upset at my tip in this one, but I'm going to stick with it anyway. It is the Diasqua Little Saiwan Wasps up against the Krakengower Fung Wong.
Yes. You know, as the first glance, I think it's a Sunrisers. So I was thinking like, oh, CCC. I was like, no, it's playing against Fung Wong.
Yeah, Fung Wong. And what would might be for the first time this year of full strength Wasps, because they've been rubbish for most of the year.
Yeah, but all of them are back now.
They're all back.
And then they're in the midway of preparing for the international tournament.
So they want to do their best. I've locked in the Wasps here. Even though I think Fung Wong, even though it's the second side. Going on paper, the Wasps have lost games by a lot against teams they should have won. But I'm still sticking with them.
Yes, Wasps.
Okay. Both in for the Wasps. So guess what? Next weekend, you and I will be still tied on tips because we've got exactly the same today. There's three games in the Women's T20 League out at PKVR Park, this weekend. If you don't know where it is, head out to PKVR Park and then turn right and go down towards the reservoir where there's a big water reservoir on top. It's grass, unlike PKVR Park, which is AstroTurf. It's actually really nice down there. The weather, on the other hand, is going to be rubbish. So make sure you take a puffer jacket when you go there, because I won't be going anywhere near anything this weekend. So three games. Make sure you go out and check them out if you want to check out the best of Hong Kong cricket in the women's action. That's the end of Women's Cricket Wrap this weekend.
Thirty teams, three leagues, Hong Kong's finest. It's Challenge League time.
Yes, time for Challenge League. As Bodders says, the best league in all of Hong Kong. No Nitesh here for the Challenge League this week. Tammy Chu with me. Tammy, what games have we got in Challenge League this week?
No idea.
Okay, neither do I. So that's it for Challenge League this week.
And now it's time for Bushy's Birthday Bonanza.
Yep, birthday time here on the podcast, episode 24, which means we've done another lap around the sun because this young man was joined into the birthday list last year, I'm sure. Celebrating a birthday this week on Friday as the podcast comes out, in fact, is Hong Kong's biggest cricket fan, rivaled only perhaps by his brother. A cricket nuffy in the kindest sense of the word, player. Spectator at pretty much every international game I've ever called, even a cricket commentator with me in his spare time occasionally. From Hong Kong Cricket Club, Under 11 Dragons, it's a very big happy birthday to one Obi Lee turning 9. Tammy, what a birthday.
Happy birthday, Obi.
Yep, we love our two Lee boys, Obi and Remy. It's Obi's turn to get on the podcast. They like to listen in. They love when their birthday's called out. That's why they're in the system. Only the birthday. He gets it all by himself. There is not another birthday in the system until next week. So, Obi, happy birthday. It's all yours.
Hi, this is Obi Lee from the HKCC Under 11 Dragons.
And this is Remy Lee from the HKCC Under 11 Strikers.
You are listening to the 8 for 52 podcast with Bushy, Nitesh and Tammy.
Go HKCC!
Bye!
Yes, another podcast in the bag, number 24 of season 2. That means we're 4 overs in. It's been another big one, Tammy Chu. We announced the big announcement for the Hong Kong Sixers.
Yes.
A date. We've got this year's date, October 31st to November 2nd. I know I said it like just only 45, 50 minutes ago, but I'm pretty sure that's the date. That's the date I've been sent. So that's going to be locked in. Another big one at Tin Kwong Road. No movement back to KCC, I see. It's staying at Mission Road.
Probably.
But that was good. No, but it's definitely 100%. I have seen the press release and Mission Road it is. So that's a big one. But well before that happens, talking about international games, I heard on the grapevine this week that the women's team are off to Sri Lanka at the end of April. Is this true?
Yes, yes. They are planning to go to Sri Lanka from April 24th to May 5th as a prep tour for the ICC Women's T20 Asia World Cup Qualifier 2025.
Okay, so let's start in Sri Lanka. Do we know where in Sri Lanka they're going, or is that still secret information? Or we have lined up games? Is it like Colombo? Is it Kandy? Is it Gaul?
No idea at the moment.
Is it just going to the beach and surfing, and that's a warm-up?
That's a prep tour.
Yeah, that's a prep tour. They're surfing in Thailand as well. You go, there's really good beaches up on that northeast coast. I went there once with my mate and they were fabulous. And I also went to a cricket game in Kandy. It's a beautiful venue if you get the team can get to play a game there. Yes, we do know.
No, I don't know.
Just going to Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka.
Okay, so there's probably at least a game in Colombo and there's probably at least a game in Gaul, the two big centres.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. So how long are they in Sri Lanka for?
24th to 5th, like
2 weeks.
10 days.
10 days,
yeah.
Okay, so that's enough time to play 3 or 4 games of cricket at least. And then to Thailand, right?
Yes, they will fly directly to Thailand for the World Cup qualifier.
The World Cup qualifiers, are they all in Bangkok or are they around Thailand? Do we know where they're
scheduled? No, it should be all in Bangkok.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and that goes on for how long?
That's going to be from the 5th to the 21st.
Wow,
so
that's
like 2 weeks.
That's a long that's a long tournament, isn't it? So that's fabulous. And we don't know the team yet.
No,
as far as I've been told, off the grapevine, off record, asking around, trying to find out who's going to Sri Lanka and Thailand. Nobody's telling me anything.
No, I think it depends on the performance at the Premier League as well, because the Premier League's still going on at the moment.
So Premier League comes back on April 6th. So that's going to be, because I think after April 6th, might skip forward to the 26th or something. So the April 6th game might be the clincher for some players that want to get into that tour, I guess.
Yes, that's what I think as well.
Okay, well, that's interesting. So we'll be talking all about that next weekend in the podcast. Another big one, of course, all the games going on around Hong Kong, no Premier League, but from Sunday, Division 1 all the way down, plus those women's games we went through in Women's Cricket Wrap.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll be out at PKVR Reservoir. Anybody wants some tips for their cricket, you can go out there and ask Tammy. Just on the side while watching the game. Tammy, can you give me some batting and bowling tips? Yeah.
In a
puffer jacket.
Yes, please.
And an umbrella. Yeah, good luck.
Stay warm and stay dry.
Yeah, good luck. Everyone else apart from me, I think, is going to the rugby sevens. That could be a factor. We were going through our tips, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't factor in for the KCC and especially the Hong Kong Cricket Club on how many players will be missing because they'll be watching the sevens and hijack.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm now starting to regret some of my tips, especially that Brahmas one.
Yeah.
None of the Brahmas are going to the rugby.
Yeah.
But some of those HKCC teams. Oh, I forgot all about it because I wasn't going, so I don't care because it's all about cricket for me. Same for you.
Yeah.
Wow. Talking about cricket, that's the 8 for 52 podcast for another week. Tammy Chu, thank you for joining me and filling in for two people with no Nitesh.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't really need it, do we? it's been another good one. Thank you very much. That's it. We'll catch you again next week.
See ya.
Hello. Good morning. We're tossing a coin to begin.
The 8 for 52 theme song is The Coin Toss, from the band The Duckworth Lewis Method. Find them on Apple iTunes and YouTube and download that song and all their other cricket-related music.
The 8 for 52 podcast is edited, produced and published by Matt Botfield and Aaron Bush for Trip Ahead Limited. Copyright 2025.
Think I'll go in for a bat. And that's that.